A mother's love is important. Sometimes it's more important when you don't have it than when you do. Arthur D. Cruz Jr. hadn't had a mother's love since he was 10, and it was affecting his life these 20 years later. At least that's what his shrink told him.
"You see, Mr. Brady," said Cruz, "my mother disappeared 20 years ago. I had suspected my parents' marriage wasn't in the best of shape, but you know how kids are. They want to see the best in everything. I had no idea how bad it was until I found my mother's diaries among my father's effects."
"Your father died recently?" I asked. I pretended to take notes. It made the clients feel you were paying attention. Actually, I was paying attention. So was Kathleen, who was also listening to the conversation from behind her desk in the outer office where it was being recorded. In this business, you never know when you're going to need a witness. Cruz shook his head in answer to my question.
"Not recently. About 6 months ago, I was cleaning out his room at the assisted care center when I found the box under Dad's bed. It contained my mother's diaries for the last year she was with us."
"Did you know your mother kept a diary?"
"No. I can't remember ever seeing her writing one. And my father certainly never told me about the ones he had."
"All these years and he never mentioned them?" I asked.
"I suppose he was trying to protect me," said Cruz. "It was very hard on me, being abandoned by my mother. My shrink's been telling me for years that I have to come to terms with that. He says that's the underlying cause of my two divorces."
Cruz paused and took a deep breath.
"I hoped when I found the diaries that they would provide me with some insight as to why she didn't take me with her when she left."
There it is, I thought. Why didn't she take me with her? Didn't she love me? Was it my fault? The eternal litany of unanswered questions. "And did they?" I asked.
"Not really. You see, I'm hardly ever mentioned in them. Oh, she wrote a line or two about my baseball games or my grades. Everyday things like that. But the primary subject of the diaries was the trouble she was having with my father."
The look on his face told me that this one was more betrayal by the mother that had abandoned him. "What sort of trouble?"